Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. The reason of my call is that I was told by billing department that the payment was made, but they have to wait. I mean, you have to wait till the payment be reflected in the account.
I haven't received no payment. That's what I'm saying. And I even look on here and it says check. So I don't understand. Somebody messed up on your end. I need you guys to correct it, please.
Remember that the payments are on Friday and you have the full day to expect that the payments are reflected.
Yes, ma'am, but I have not received any of these payments. Not one.
Okay, in that case, that was information that it was given that you have to wait until the date ends to see if there is an issue or the payment has not been reflected yet.
Who is your manager, ma'am? Let me speak to your manager, please.
Okay, I'm going to transfer.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Ranjo from Family First. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Karan Johnson, sir.
Hi, sir. How are you? How can I help you?
Sir, I am not good. I'm letting you know. And it is because I am missing chunks of money that was supposed to have been deposited into another account that never made it there. Okay? I've let Alicia know what was going on, and she's telling me, how did I let her know that my money wasn't deposited into this account? I didn't check the other account because the money was deposited in one account. I figured it was deposited in the other account. Now, when I look at my check statements that online, it's stating that these aren't, it's not direct deposited into anything. This is made out into a check. So I'm not understanding, and I just want to be reimbursed for all my money that is missing.
Okay, let me check in the system. Hold on.
I submitted, upon being hired to you guys, I submitted two bank accounts.
So you're getting paid in two different accounts?
Yes, sir. I'm getting paid one on my Atlas account. I'm splitting my pay. I was splitting my pay. One on my Atlas account, half on my Atlas account, and the other half on my Chime account. The Chime account never received any funds. It's just stating that them increments were made into checks. I never received any of them increments.
Okay, let me check if the account was not updated in the system, because it is done by HR. Did you submit the link for the direct deposit for that account?
Yes, I did, sir. That's what I'm stating. I submitted both links, sir, with your company upon being hired at this company, sir. Yes, I did.
Okay. Give me again your name, please.
My name is Karan Johnson, spelled Q-U-A-R-N. Last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Even today, it was an 87 increment somewhere else. It did not come to my account. Last paycheck, it was a 290-some increment somewhere else, not to my account.
I Just make sure I call.
Okay, I can see here.
That's why.
Okay, just to confirm, hey, sorry, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay. I have two accounts here. One is active, one is inactive. That's why a check was sent. I'm going to update it now.
Well, I never received any check, sir, and nobody let me know that a check was being sent. It's very unprofessional when you're submitting your direct deposit information. Now, I've talked to Alicia plenty of times, so if someone should let me know, like, that a check was being, a paper check was being mailed to me or anything. I haven't received anything.
Okay, I understand. Well, the direct deposit information and checks are handled directly by HR.
You can cancel all the checks because they haven't been.
Sorry?
You can cancel all the checks because they haven't been, they haven't been cashed, not in my name.
I'm telling you, sir. I'm going to escalate the case right now so they can check if something happened with those checks. So the active account that you sent us can be activated, and you can receive the payment in that account.
Understood.
All right? So I'm going to do it right now, and I'll let HR know that they must update and activate the account that is inactive right now. All right?
Okay. Yes. Yes, it is. So...
Okay, so I'm going to do it right now so you can receive those payments in your next week, Friday, okay? I apologize for the
inconvenience. Well, I have to wait another week? Sir, this is a lot of payments. This is not just, I'm going into my thing right now. Okay. Sir, my history... And I'm pretty sure you're looking at it. This week from March 6th was $87.12. From February 27th was $273.14, sir. From that, it was another $22.42. And from that, on what's this date? January 30th was $97.21. Like, this is a lot of money that's missing, sir. This is a lot of money.
But I also noticed that you're using something like Keeper app or something like that.
It's not a Keeper or anything, nothing. I use Keeper, and the money that's deducted from my paycheck is accounted for. The money that is missing is from this check. That's grossed into a check because I have $300 into my deposit, on January 30th, and then it's $97.21 deposited into a check.
I understand, sir. But I mean, the checks were mailed out. We need to find out what happened with those checks.
Yeah, because I never received them.
That's why. Let me check on your address. Okay, your address is 2248 South Hicks Street, Philadelphia. Zip code is 19145. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call it to HR to see what happened with those checks. If they were returned.
Yes, please.
And activate your account, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Well, sir. We'll be in touch.
Please call me back and let me know what's going on.
Okay. Bye-bye.